Good to see you with my own eyes, face to face. You know, I spent a lot of time in Africa. When they greet you, they say, "It's so good to see you with my own eyes." And so it's good to have you back. I heard so much chatter about how nice it is to be back together in fellowship here. For those of you who haven't joined us yet, we're prepared. We're ready. I think it's a safe environment, and you'll be welcome back. No one wants to be viewed as being a fool. Unfortunately, sometimes it does happen. And unfortunately, sometimes it happens more often for others than some. You may have heard the story of the guy who was angry on the highway, and he tried to cut off the guy that was merging in front of him. And the passenger in the car was screaming at him, "Don't do it. Stop, stop, stop. Don't try to cut that guy off." But unfortunately, he didn't listen to good advice, and he ended up speeding, losing control, running into a guardrail, and totaling his own car. Bad action on his part, and he missed some really good advice, didn't he? And it cost him a lot. We're talking about foolishness. We've been in a series called Foolproof, trying to help our men to understand how to foolproof their lives. You may have heard this. The trouble with good advice is that it usually interferes with our plans. That's true, isn't it? We have in our mind something that we want to do, and we fail to listen to good advice, and things don't work out well for us. That's what happened to the guy who was merging on the freeway and yielded to road rage. So as leaders, we hope to avoid foolish behaviors, to avoid making foolish decisions, and that is what this series is all about. Foolproofing our lives. So the resource that we're using to help us to foolproof our lives is Solomon's Book on Wisdom. So we've been in this book. You know it to be the book of Proverbs. So if you have your book of wisdom with you this morning, turn to chapter 9, because that's where we're going to camp for a little while. Proverbs chapter 9. And as you find that, let me just remind you just briefly of what has been happening. Solomon has been reminding us of the value of wisdom. He has been encouraging us to seek it, to pursue it, to find it. And he's made it appeal to us in several different ways. The first way Solomon appealed to us was through the approach of a loving father, speaking to his son, speaking to his children, and encouraging them to find wisdom and use wisdom in their life. And then the second approach he took was personifying wisdom as a lady who invites people to listen to wisdom, a lady who invites people to benefit from wisdom. And today in the passage that we're going to be looking at, he takes a third approach. And this is the end of his discourse on pursuing wisdom. And here's what he says. This section is a picture of two women. Two women. And one of these women offers wisdom, but the other woman offers folly. Two very different approaches that he outlines in this passage. So we have two women talking to us. So let's just look at the first one real quickly. Chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. This is what this woman says. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table, and she has set out her maids that she calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live and proceed to the way of understanding." So we have one lady calling us to wisdom, calling us to understanding. She's putting a lot of preparation for that, isn't she? She's done all these things so that we can have wisdom and we can enjoy wisdom. And there's a second lady, though, that's calling out. And her call is very, very different. And we see her call starting in verse 13. Look at this woman. She's a woman of folly, and she's boisterous. She's naive, and she knows nothing. She sits in the doorway of the house, on a seat by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by, who make their path straight. Whoever is naive, let them turn in here, she says. To him who lacks understanding, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests go down to the depths of Sheol. Two very different calls. One call to wisdom from a lady who has prepared much for us, and another call from a woman of folly whose end leads in destruction. But right there, right there in between the two women, the wise woman and the woman of folly, Solomon puts some information for us that is critically important that we need to understand, and that's where we're going to camp for the rest of this morning. She, Lady Wisdom, teaches us about giving wisdom and receiving wisdom. So what is Lady Wisdom saying to us? Leaders do two things. They give wisdom and they receive wisdom. And so let's take a look. Verse 7 through 9. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. Have you ever noticed that there are some people that just can't be helped? Regardless of what you tell them, regardless of what you share with them, regardless of the amount of wisdom or the quality of wisdom, they are just impervious to it. They just won't listen. And I think the answer to that probably is yes, isn't it? Lady Wisdom noticed that too. She noticed that there are some people who just cannot be helped, don't want to be helped. And so she says to us, here's the best way to deal with people who are foolish, people who don't want to be helped. Here it is. Don't bother. Here's what she says. The best way to deal with a fool is by not dealing with them at all. Proverbs 14:7 says this. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not see in him the lips of knowledge. Right? Don't pursue the foolish man, because there's not anything that you can do to help this person, because they are deaf to it. They're blind to it. And so she says, don't waste your time. I think you have heard this said also. Don't argue with a fool because onlookers won't be able to tell the difference. That's true, isn't it, men? Yeah. Don't even brought with an argument of somebody who is foolish. And somebody who, as Proverbs 14 says, the knowledge is not on their lips. After you interact with them for a very short period of time, you know, don't you? You know whether they're going to listen to wisdom. And if they're not going to listen to wisdom, Lady Wisdom says, don't waste your time. So Wisdom says, if you ignore good advice and try to correct a fool, here's what happens. Three things. You'll have insults coming your way. You'll have abuse coming your way. And they will hate you. Have you ever experienced that? I see some head shaking. I have too. So Lady Wisdom says, Solomon's Lady Wisdom says, run from the fool. Don't waste your time. Why? Because he is a man who has responded to the invitation of the woman of folly. That's who he's listening to. That's who he's pursuing. So a wise man doesn't get involved after his first or second attempt, he runs. But there's another kind of man, and it's described in this passage also, and this is what Lady Wisdom says about him. Rebuke the wise man, and they will love you. Instruct the wise man, and they will love you. Instruct the wise man, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous man, and they will add to their learning. So what is she saying about rebuking a wise man? That person is going to love you for it. They're going to respond. They're going to appreciate it. And they're going to value what you have done for them. So this man Solomon, who is the wisest man who ever lived, according to the Bible, teaches us two character traits about wise men. Here they are. Number one, they give wise counsel. Wise men give wise counsel. They're prepared to give wise counsel. They're looking for opportunities to give wise counsel. So they give wise counsel. They even rebuke if necessary. That means admonishing someone when they've done something that's wrong or inappropriate. They give instruction. They're prepared to instruct. And they teach. They're prepared to teach. They know that those are things that they're called to do. And so they do them. They give freely of the wisdom that they have been given. And number two, they take wise counsel. Wise men take wise counsel. We are looking for wise counsel because we know it'll make us wiser. We know that we will learn more. We know that we will want more. It says wise men seek counsel. They want to learn, so we want to be learners. And finally, it says you'll love the person who gave you wise counsel. So wise men give counsel. Wise men take counsel. This week, personal story. This week I received a text from a friend of mine. And it was direct and it was directive. And when I got the text at first, I was maybe a little angry. I bristled and I started to get a little defensive. But in the text, he reminded me that I had really violated one of the core tenets of Friday Morning Men's Fellowship, something that I had allowed to happen, I was involved in, caused some hard feelings, and I think maybe even offended someone. And so he was pointing that out to me. And so as I was sitting there listening, reading this text and thinking about what my friend had sent to me, it dawned on me that God was giving me an opportunity to practice what I was going to preach this morning. Immediate opportunity. And so I was thinking about this passage that I've been working on for the last 2 weeks, and these two women, the call to wisdom and the call to folly, and I said, am I going to be the guy who listens to the lady of folly on this thing and let my emotions run away with me? Or am I going to be the man who listens to the lady wisdom and respond appropriately? So God was testing me. So I thought about it, and I prayed about it, and I decided what kind of man I was going to be. I was going to listen, and I did listen to Lady Wisdom, because I knew my friend was right. So I made several phone calls, I made some apologies, and I hope I made things right. I listened to Lady Wisdom. God gave me the opportunity immediately to foolproof my life and not do something that was stupid, that I would have regretted more than my action that I was apologizing for. See, God sometimes does that for us, doesn't he, men? Immediate opportunities to respond to his word and foolproof our lives. So here's what happened. Verse 8. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you for it. And I do appreciate my friend. I love him for taking the time to point out to me that I had done something that was offensive and gave me the opportunity to fix it. I appreciate that very much. So Solomon reminds us that every single day of our lives, there are two women calling to us. There's a woman who leads to folly, and there's a voice of a woman who leads to wisdom. And we want to be these men who respond to the voice of wisdom. Lady Wisdom promises much, and Lady Wisdom is able to deliver much. It's not a hollow call. It's a call filled with blessing. Turn to Proverbs 3 real quickly. Let's be really reminded what that blessing is. What is it that Lady Wisdom offers to us? Proverbs 3, 13 through 18. Look at this. This is tremendous. Here's the call. Here's the blessing. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than silver, and her gain better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are the riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. Those are big promises. They're not empty promises. They're promises that Lady Wisdom delivers. So, men, let's do this. Let's be leaders who listen to the clarion call of Solomon's Lady Wisdom. Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that you give us to know Lady Wisdom, to listen to the call to wisdom that Solomon put in his words for us. And thank you for the opportunities that you give us every day of our life to choose who we're going to listen to. Thank you, God, because you dwell in us. We hear Lady Wisdom, and we can run from the folly of a woman of folly. So we thank you for that. We thank you for this morning. I'm so grateful for the men who are here, for the men who are online, and we just thank you for the opportunity to begin slowly to get back together like this. Father, we thank you for your blessing. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, have a good time at your tables. Great to see you this morning, guys.